researchers examined tree ring data from more than 1,300 sites around the world. By comparing the rings to rainfall records, they could track tree growth before, during, and after droughts. They found most trees grow slower than normal for 1 to 4 years following a drought. It's called a legacy effect, and it hasn't been included in climate change models. George Koch of the Center for Ecosystem Science and Society in Flagstaff helped design the study.
If the models are overestimating the strength of forests as carbon sinks, that means that they are underestimating the warming that will occur in the future.
Forests usually act like sponges, absorbing CO2 from the atmosphere. The new study shows that drought cripples that ability, even after the rainfall returns. The finding is a big deal for the American Southwest, where droughts are expected to occur more frequently. Christopher Swalm is a computer modeler involved with the study.
If we have this drying trend, then we're really not going to be in a situation where an individual tree will be able to recover, because in the middle of its 1 to 4 year recovery window, another drought will come.
The research was published last month in Science. In Flagstaff, I'm Melissa Siboney.